This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Netflix and chill? Yeah, sure, fine, whatever. But Netflix and chill and viewer data? Oh, now that's hot. The streaming company has been notoriously hush-hush about how shows and movies do on its platform, but that ends now. Kinda. Company's going to be publishing viewing hours for its 10 most viewed shows and movies every week. So, Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at why the company has been so secretive about that all-important data and why it's decided to start sharing some of it now.
If you grew up in the era of broadcast TV, you're used to ratings. But the rating system was created for one big reason that just doesn't apply to Netflix.
Remember that Netflix doesn't sell advertising.
Tim Hanlon at the Verter Group says there wasn't a reason for Netflix to be transparent about its numbers until those numbers became too good to ignore. The platform has more than 200 million subscribers. Hulu, by comparison, has about 40 million. And Michael Smith, a professor of information technology and marketing at Carnegie Mellon University, says many shows and movies on Netflix's top 10 list are originals.
For a long time, we looked at them just as a platform. That they're reliant on the other content creators for their success. So I think it's a little bit of flexing.
This flexing is mostly for viewers, a PR play that says only Netflix has what you want to watch. It's also for content creators to show the potential of signing a deal with the platform. And it's flexing for other platforms, taunting them, like, catch me if you can.
It's going to put pressure on the other streaming platforms to do the same, and Netflix knows that they're going to look better.
Becoming the first streaming platform to publish this data has other benefits. Paul Erickson is an analyst at Parks Associates.
Really, it's a chance for Netflix to set the standards and dialogue before the industry does or their competitors do.
And he thinks eventually Netflix's competitors will have to show their cards, too. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.